Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I'm happy to be doing this. I'm always happy to be doing this. Some people don't understand that everything does not result around the occult. It doesn't. And if you listen to my show, you'll see that it doesn't all result around the occult. Oh, I'm sorry, people. Occult. I thank all of my followers, all of my listeners. I thank you so much. Over the last 2 years, I thank you very much. Every show that I have done that has been Blog Talk, Peace FM, all of it. I thank you all. You follow me every way, and I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed to be speaking to you this afternoon. And guess what? You're truly blessed to be able to listen, because it could be the other way. Now, I'm going to say something else, and it's not going to sound nice. To all the snoopers, go suck an egg. I'm just going to say that because you're pitiful. You're very pitiful. You listen in for things to aggravate you, or you listen in for things to try to go out and hurt someone else. But see, I'm not going to give such coercive conjugates. I will warn you of things that may hurt you, and I can tell you of things that will help you. But giving out coercive, harmful conjugates is not my idea. And if you want to talk to me about things, you can contact me. You know how to do it. It's all over the universe. You can find me. So the first thing that we do, we have real talk. And there is real things that go on in the world, normal situations that come up. And the first thing I want to talk about is upholding your children in the wrong. If you have, well, I'm going to go to the teenagers, because we have a problem with our teens today. They think that they know everything, and they don't. They haven't yet lived. But when they get older, some parents feel like they should be friends. And yes, it's good to have that door open so that, you know, they can come talk to you or you talk to them, but you shouldn't uphold the things that they do, because they're going to feel like they can do this the rest of their life and you'll be there to pick up the pieces or go down for them. Number two, it's not good to try to keep a child, especially a baby, from their mother. It's not right. You know, there are many situations I have heard of. I mean, I know things was rocky in the situation, but you're keeping a child from their mother. It could be a situation where authorities is in there, but they still have rights over their children. Just because the children are staying with you or your big bad great-grandma, it doesn't make sense for you to keep the child away from the mother. The child will start acting out, especially the younger one, when they turn, I say, however months all on up, because they used to being around mommy. And that's all they knew was mommy before you come into the picture. Father wasn't even there when the baby was born, but you can keep the child away from the mother? Well, what do you think that child is going to think of you when they get older and the truth is told to them. There's going to be a lot of hatred. That's a sad thing. And to the young mothers out here, you check for your children and do everything you can and supposed to do to be with your child. Put no one or nothing in front of your little baby. Yeah, I know that you have a lot of opinions thrown at you. You see a lot of throw-offs. One throw-off, I wasn't made in front of my child. You don't deserve to be a mother at all. You shouldn't be doing this. You don't deserve to be a mother at all. How can anyone tell you you can't be a mother because you're doing this? Everybody's situation is not the same. Well, that's very sensitive, real talk, and I know that I have people listening into this that's in this situation for your child. And in other situations, fight for your child's safety. That's most important. Keep your eyes peeled at all times, meaning keep your eyes on your child, what they're watching, what they're reading, what they're doing, all the time, because there's so much now that can turn your child, like chat rooms, that computer, that machine can really get your child in trouble. It can get you all in trouble. Strange people showing up at your house. I mean, it's just, it's all overwhelming of what that little device called a tablet can do, called a computer can do. I know that you can't keep your eyes on them at school, but try this. Call them, asking how your child is doing. Asking them how is their behavior. See, that's a real concerned parent right there. Older children and young adults that's in abusive situations, you have the knowledge. Most of you have street knowledge, but you have common sense to get out of it. I bet that most of you have family members that are really worried about you. Think about that. You know, everything that you do affects you, and it affects the ones that you love. You may have had misunderstandings, but it's affecting everybody. Think about that. I'm moving on to something else because my message has gotten out. Now, what I posted today was Conjure Tips. Now, I want to go into that. Conjure tips that are given out by me are not ones that you're going to go out here and hurt yourself with. I might give a half conjure tip and tell you to talk to your worker or get in touch with one so that you won't go and mess up, hurt yourself, and hurt your loved one. We have evil people that really do not want to see anybody else with anything. I'm not talking about jealousy over material things. I'm talking about everything. And that's not all that's in this world. That's material things. That's other things. Jealous of the way that you carry yourself. Jealous of the way that you interact with other people. And you have to keep an eye on that. And stop giving out your information. Stop telling everybody your business going on in your home. Because guess what? If you are a Facebook fan, it's right there on Facebook. And there's many fights out here about Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, everything you do, you got to take a picture. Click, 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 click. That's not the way to do it. It's nice to talk to people, but when you step and run your mouth about what you're doing and what you're about to do, then you got trouble. A lot of talking leads to trouble. So I can give a lot of people, you know, a standing ovation on getting themselves in a mess. Okay, we have a situation with a woman, we're getting out with this, with a skinny stick woman, nothing for anybody to see, that's flashing kids, preachers, and everything else that comes by. See, this is called nosiness. It's called picking. And somebody has to retard, and I'm going to say retard on here, doing it. Now, conjure for stupid, idiot neighbors like that is you commit this fennel and oregano mixed real good. You have to really mix it. You can't just put it together. And you put it at the end of your driveway. Oh, yes. Put it across your steps and just sit back and watch. And I know that some of you are going to do this. You're going to see what happens with the interferon. That's a sad, sad world when you can't walk out of your house and stand in your yard. That's a sad world when you can't go shopping and go in the house and eat because people are eyeballing the bags you bring me in a box. Yet people can't come to see you. Oh, you're watching the company that your neighbor keeps. You know, you call yourself church-going people. Well, isn't that because you're not supposed to cover your neighbor's house? You're doing things that people tell you, oh, I heard if you do this, you can get rid of those people. Well, those people, more than likely, are the ones that's not bothering anybody. You tell lies out in public to get the wrong company at these people's houses, and they don't even know who they are, but you do. There's a situation where this house is being so, you know, broken into all because of lies that has been told. All you evildoers that listen to somebody else, that's what you're doing, you're listening because you're too ignorant to follow your own spirit, are going to hell one way or the other. You're going to be the one moved out, and that's what I feel. That's what I know. So what? You see the church bus going to somebody else's house. Well, that's good. But I remind you, you're digging that ditch for people. You're going to fall in it yourself. Somebody you know that was working along with you has probably already fallen in that ditch. Sad situation. Trying to destroy a marriage by fixing things to put down so that they can step in it and track it back into the home. Whether you realize what you're doing, you're making people sick. It was meant for somebody else. By them stepping in it, it was supposed to be tracked in the house for the other person, but the person who actually stepped in it is sick. And I know who you are. I made that promise by the end of the day. I will know exactly who it is. Well, I know who you are. And I know that you listen. Okay. I am really, really disappointed in some people. But the ones that are trying to live right and do the right thing, I'm proud of you. You tried to avoid conflict. You tried to go on. But sometimes you need help. Okay, let's move on to another conjugate.
Cinnamon is good. Ginger is good. Like I said before, it enhances love rituals. It enhances love drawing magic and money magic. Now, the lodestone, many of you didn't know, if you carry it on you, it has to have one more piece to go to it. Anything that's money drawn, I would say that. And you have to anoint this every 7 days. On the seventh day, it has to be anointed immediately. Now, some money drawing toads you have to talk to. As many roots and herbs that are used to draw money, whether it's for gamblers, whether it's for business. And I could go on about that. I'll stop right there. Now, I would like to talk about the evil eye. And drawing into, you know, one of the effects of hot footing and, you know, being a victim of the evil eye is drained energy. And the evil eye can be very simple. Let's say that you have a brand new car. We'll put it right there, a brand new car. And you have somebody, you know, not too happy about it, but they're trying to hide it. And, oh, you have a beautiful car. And at the same time, they're thinking, I hope it blow up. Well, in the next few days, now people have the evil eye and don't even know it. The next few days, that person's car is messed up or there's an accident. God forbid. That's the result of the evil eye. But knowing that has been done, you're going to feel a drain of energy. Like you don't feel like doing anything. You have plans to do things, but you can't do it. Because, I mean, that curse of the evil eye has been put on you. Now, we're going to go something else. I'm going to give one more tip. Well, it's going to be some more tips. I'm sorry. One more tip. Graveyard dust from the grave of a very angry person. Put it at the end in your own yard to keep people safe. I'm going to say that. The most of you know the rest. Oh, I apologize for that. Okay, now let's talk about other things. Approaching the worker. Do not approach us with, I already know this, and I can do the work, but I need you to tell me. If you know and can do, don't contact us. If that's the truth, you wouldn't be contacting us in the first place. Yes, there are some of us that communicate, that's good, that do the same work. But if you know all of this, do not contact us because we hate lies. I had one to contact me this week, and they claim to have known everything, sitting there talking about what God can do and the devil can do and how they love Satanism. Okay, now, what is it that they had to ask me? They're asking me about the love life. Well, if they had so much going on, why did they have to call me about their love life? If you are messed up, then guess what? One area results in all areas of your life. It does. Let the truth be told. So when we work, we're working on all areas of your life. Some people get burned this way, feeling like it's just one thing that's messed up. When one thing is messed up, again, all is messed up. Okay, different salts I did not explain that. Yes, iodized salt is used for many, many types of cleansing, but sea salt is the best if you want purity. Kosher salt is used in some situations. I would like to get this message out too. No two cases are the same. That's why I tell everybody to be quiet about what they're doing. If you go to your friends and you have come to me, you go to them, they have a problem. Okay, you're trying to tell them what to do. It's not going to work because they're not being followed up by a worker. And I hope that that gets through. If you're not being followed up by a worker, it is not going to work. You might see something lifting a little bit, but it is not going to work. It's not going to stick. See, the things that we have to do, we have to begin it, and then at the end we have to seal it. And again, you can't learn this through books. You can't learn it through videos. Taking all our classes, no, you can't learn it. See, when we do things, it takes a little bit of time. Do you know that we have things prepared in advance? Some things you have to do in advance. So be it if you want to go on and try it on your own. Excuse me a minute. I had to take me a sip of soda. And I explain that every time, too, if I have to do it because I know how people are. They have you picked up in a mess saying you're doing something else. Talk. I want to move to that. I'm taking my time and going to the subject here. Don't worry about our here for you. You're not here for nobody else. You're here for you. And when you leave this world, nobody's going with you, saying, you know, you're going to heaven by yourself, and more than likely you're going to hell by yourself. And the ones that you have trusted, and I'm going into that, probably will still be back here laughing because of the mistakes that you made. I'm saying this because I've seen mistakes being made. Even in my own clients, you know, you have to listen to us in order to get those results that you want. Some come quick. Some do not. It depends on your case. Some people are not believing this or believing in this, but it's very real. And there's many types of magic, a lot of conjure, and you would be surprised who's doing this? We live in a world where people would do anything to get their way, even if it's hurting somebody else. Broken glass is something that somebody would look for in one ritual. Now I'm going to tell you what this broken glass is all about. This broken glass has powder in it. And it has special liquids in it to bring you misery. If everywhere that you go, this is around your home. It could be right there in the street from you. It's got to be in the four corners. It could be right in front of your yard. Broken glass. I mean, fine. Not big chips of it. That's meant for you. Because usually it has to be put in front of your house. After it's put at the four corners of your neighborhood. And this type of ritual is to get you out of your home and make your health fail. That's negative energy right there. And it can be cleared up. It can be cleared up very simple because usually spirit is put into it. And when I say spirits, you know what I'm speaking of. Spirits split into it, well, that can be cleared. But once they're cleared, What do you think? They go back into the void? No. They go straight back to the person that put it there. And if it was you, it goes straight back to you. We have a lot of hot, hostile people out here because of the change of the weather. I'm an herbalist, too, and I tell you we are in the season of the liver. And that brings on a lot of moodiness. So there's more evil done now at this time than it is at any other time. And it's the stupid reason for being. You just mind your business and you'll be okay. And I'm going back to work with them. When you come to us, be direct. Be serious. And know exactly what you want. Because most of us ask after we have told you, now, how do you want me to handle this? All right, some cleansing type waters. One is Florida water. And there's a powder that's sometimes used. It's not used too much now, but it's very effective. There's Cascalilla, Kananga, and that helps to clear. It does not draw spirits, but it helps to clear them away. There's a lot of things to help you cleanse. But with some things, like I said, you have to speak to your worker. Okay. Psychic attack from an energy vampire. I have explained that already. They call it energy vampires now. No, it's just evil spirits that your enemies have thrown your way. Now, the best clearing incenses are benzoin, three kings, and you can mix it with myrrh, frankincense, dragon's blood, and it gets rid of negativity. I want to say more about the dragon's blood, but I've just been told to stop. And we're almost at the end of the show. So, this next minute, I'm about to wrap it up and tell everybody to be safe. Be honest and true with yourself, and you won't have all of these bad demons telling you to do bad things to other people. To everyone, I hope that you have enjoyed your week. I hope that it was blessed. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you enjoy the week ahead. I just want you to carry my words with you the rest of the week. Carry it with you through the week. Think about what I said. I said some very important things today. As I have promised to everyone, I hope that you're blessed. And to my beautiful, beautiful family, I'm so proud of you all. And as usual, at the end of every show, Mama, I love you very much. So until next Sunday, everyone, goodbye.